you know, bike bikes.
Not Becca Ballant.
No, not Becca Ballant. Sorry, guys. Although now. So we started in the hood lot. This was when I was working at Outright Vermont. So lots of young people, right? So like tweens and teenagers. We're all on bikes, really excited. So we get on a main street and then we start slowly going up Church Street. And it's a parade, right? So it's a walking paced parade. So we're kind of biking slowly. And then I realized in horror. That's the thing. I realized in horror that Church Street is a small hill.
Oh, it really is.
And if you're on a bike going slow up a hill, the youth that year wanted to like jettison me somewhere around the bagel shop, you know? And I was like, that is fair. So we all get off our bikes. Now we're just pushing bikes, which is not
just
as...
walking. Dikes, it was just walking bikes.
Exactly. So, you know, lesson learned and little things that we learned. But the parade route is Church Street
up
again.
Church Street, and then it will take a turn west to on Pearl Street to Battery Park.
Yep, exactly.
So that's like what it was, I would say, pre-pandemic, I think we can safely say.
Yep.
For quite a while.
Yeah.
It was that route.
And also, like, you know, for people who don't want to go all the way down to the waterfront, it's like, you know, Battery Park, it's a little bit, you know, off to the side, but it's more accessible walking, and you're kind of like much closer to the downtown. So
I also like it. It's a smaller park than Waterfront Park. And so it feels a bit just, no matter how many people show up, it feels like a party because so many people, you know, it's
more people.
It's more people concentrated in a smaller space. So and it's got a, you know, a band shell. It's great.
It's great.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it to return.
Between coming back to Church Street and Battery Park, I think it's
and Volunteer Run. Like there's a lot of wins.
Come around. Everything comes back around here. And it's also, you know, at the end of the day, it's also community accountability. Like our community will not let Pride not happen, which I know some of the folks involved in it, but I also, because all of those people clearly are listening right here, right now. I just want to do a huge thank you to everybody who steps up and supports the community in every way, whether you're supporting Pride as a volunteer or a performer or a DJ, or if you're on boards of our queer, you know, nonprofits that are in Vermont. There's many ways to support the community, and it takes all of us. And I will get off my little, you know, soapboxy milk crate as a DJ that I've tipped over here. And we're going to get back into some music here.
Yeah, but not country music. Okay, so you had this Shaboozy remix. So I've got a couple songs that I want to play that aren't necessarily straight or not at all country music. So.
Well, and that's the other thing that I love about this is like I've been kept saying like, oh, we're doing a bunch of country. But the theme lends itself to be able to play songs that are also in the category of denim and diamonds.
If you don't like country music, like you don't think that Pride Ball won't have something for you.
Yeah.
And this next song is a great testament to that. So this is off of Demi Lovato's most recent release, which I really loved. This is called Low Rise Jeans. And then we'll go into some other non-country tunes.
Love it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Work. Imagination, I'm in my seat. Through tears. Is in the veins. A stampede couldn't break me in my stride. They wanna know why? It gets lonesome on the lonesome trail, so keep your head up high. Because, baby, we've been up all night. I built that road and walked it every mile. Taking orders never been my style. Yeah, it's been a while. I've been rode hard and put up well.
Ain't nothing in this world that I can't get.
Don't worry about making sure they won't forget. No, it's fine, 'cause legends never die. Oh, wild heart got some hazy memories.
Bad start.
Yeah, when you keep bad company. Won't stop, 'cause I never lost a fight. Well, once or twice.
I said, let's go, baby, I got nerves of steam. It's my show. Gonna feel the way I feel. Another blow ain't gonna stop me. Wait and see.
You got nothing if you ain't got pride. So honey, take the wheel. I said, up all night.
I built that road and walked it every mile.
Yeah, taking orders never been my style.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Well, I've been rode hard and put up well.
Ain't nothing in this world I can't get.
Yeah, don't you worry about making sure they won't forget. No, it's fine. Never die. Legends never die. They won't die. They won't die. Never die. Yeah.
You and I.
Legends never die.
Baby, baby.
You tell them.
Baby, never die.
Another fantastic duet.
Yes, I'm going to... So I'm opening the show with that one with Prince Muffin. So
love this. Yeah. All right.
Some new age Shania, post Lyme disease voice Shania.
But. Do you know what's really wild? I don't know. Do you know about this concept called glimmers? It's very woo-woo.
No.
Okay, so again, very woo-woo, folks. By the way...
Did your mom teach you this?
No, this is like new age woo-woo and not like hippie.
Okay,
and
to be correct, I was going to say, wait. So what's
so,
your mom?
Yeah, the thing you should know about my parents is like, so there's a category of folks who came up in the 60s and 70s that were hippies, like the Woodstocky kind
back
of like back to the land stuff. Yeah. And then there was a subset of that called Yippies with a Y. And we're talking like the Abby Hoffmans. And those were the activist people, the people who were like actually doing political action, protests, anti-nukes, anti-wars, that kind of stuff. So my parents are Yippies.
Okay. Thank you for
and
the clarification.
It's really important, particularly in Vermont, because... there really was a big difference. It's like the hippies went to the communes and the yippies eventually realized if they were having kids, they had to get a government job and like, you know, actually like, you know, find a way to, you know, do that 80s parenting thing where it's like, you know, parenting question mark. I don't know.
Yeah.
While you're still living your life and still being an activist and all these things. So, so yeah, I'm always like, yeah, my parents are yippies with a Y and they will correct you as well. So there was like very little woo-woo, actually. It was more like, and this is like in large part why I am who I am, being politically engaged and civically minded and like, you know, justice minded and all that, is because I had yippie parents, not hippie parents.
Got it.
So I came across woo-woo as an adult here in these like many different ways. And this concept of glimmers, and when I say woo-woo, there's many categories of woo-woo. There's like astrology woo-woo, and there's like, you know, we're going to like... light incense and like, you know, vibes. Yes. You know, or like,
I'm drying my sage.
Yeah, all these things. You know, woo-woo is not in any of the categories of drug use. I will just be very clear with folks. Woo-woo is more like, I'm seeing the universe and the universe, I'm open to the universe and I'm feeling your energy right now, emoji. And I'm, you know, it's that kind of stuff. So this concept of glimmers is one of the few categories of woo-woo that I kind of feel like might be a thing. I don't know. But it's these like little moments that will like kind of come into your day that like remind you of somebody who maybe has passed or... Oh. It's like glimmers are like good things, like good little somethings. And so Shania Twain glimmered me twice this week, which I was Shania. Like, what is going on here? So like literally playing, like I went into a convenience store and she's like, feels like a woman, which is not playing a lot, was playing. And I was like, okay, glimmer, what's up? And I was like, you know, thinking about this show and thinking about the ball. And I was like, okay, I hear you. And then I also heard it, there was another glimmer earlier on in that same week. And I was like, okay.
The same song, man. I feel like
the same song. Okay. So Shania has glimmered me three times. And now you're going to play another Shania. So I feel like this is my third glimmer. So
much Shania.
There's so much Shania. But you know, the concept of glimmers is like the universe reminding you that you are connected to more than just yourself. And that there's, and again, in the concept for me at least, in the goodness that is of life. And so that's one of the reasons I said yes, by the way, about Pride Ball, because like I'm just like it really is this like moment to like really, you know, be part of the community for like a very specific purpose of coming together for joy, you know. And it's also, it's kind of why I also like very limitedly say yes to like public DJ gigs anymore. I don't do them a lot because after a while, especially in Vermont and Burlington, it's like, oh, would you DJ this benefit or would you do this thing? And it's like, you know, sure. But as I got older, I was like, I really just want to do the ones that are 100% joy cup filling and not the ones that feel like obligation. And I mean, I pretty much say yes to you all the time, but you get the idea. Yeah. So, so with that said, glimmer me for a third time on Shania here. Yes. Let's talk. Oh, actually, we're not going to do Shania yet because
we just did. Well, we just did.
Shania. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. So the three Shanias of the glimmer.
I can queue up more for later.
Well, right. And I still have more Dolly, too. Yeah, okay. I don't know if the people out there want that much more. But okay. So
but the people out there.
The people out there just heard these three songs together.
Yes.
And what was before Shania? So folks looking for that.
It was Diamond Veins.
Okay.
It's like a random, I don't even know how I got turned onto that song, but
that's cool.
I like it. It was fun. And it wasn't straight down the line country. It's not country at all, which I kind of like.
Well, and that's the thing that, again, about the Pride Ball is that you can come and there's not going to be a lot of line dancing, any line dancing.
There will be some line dancing.
There will be on stage.
I'm going to line dance.
Okay. Okay.
For my number. And then, Taxidermy, who is a newer drag artist, is going to lead us in some Luke Bryan, Country Girl, Shake It For Me line dancing. I saw her do it in Bethel for our Pride that we did in June.
Yes.
And, I said, you should do that for Denim and Diamonds. And it was really fun. You can maybe join her on stage to do some line dancing.
Love it.
And then some, impromptu line dancing out on the floor. It will be fun.
See, and that, again, a sign of a good theme where it's like not just what you wear or the vibe of the party, but it's also an engaging element of the party.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the sports term for something happening? A hat trick three times?
Sure.
I think. You're like, yeah, okay, right.
A turkey?
I don't know. I think that's a hockey reference. I'll have to double check that. So once again, I'm DJ Lou. We've got Emoji Nightmare. Yes. We are co-hosting the show, talking up Pride coming up in the next couple weeks. We had a caller, too.
We did have a caller. Thank you, caller.
Woohoo. And you can do it, too. We'll open the phone lines here. So get ready for that, 656-4399. You can also chat through the website at wruv.org. But let's talk about this request here.
Yes, our caller has requested a song by Will Adams. It's called Letter from a Landlady. So we're going to hear it. I don't know the song, so we're just going to go for it. I'm excited. Thank you, caller.
Let it rip.